And we're learning a tshuva that Rav Avadia says, we're in Yechavidah, Chelek Bet, Siman Samechtet. And his question is, he asked a very technical question, but it's a fundamental question. Are you supposed to cry during the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? Effectively, what's the nature of the day of Rosh Hashanah? It's Yom HaDin. If it's Yom HaDin, we should be nervous. If you think about it, last year, something went really, really, really bad on Rosh Hashanah. We're in a global pandemic. Millions of people are sick, thousands died in our community. Hundreds and hundreds have died. Last year, Rosh Hashanah went terrible for us in Shemaim. If you think about it, that's when it was Nikva. And so Yom HaDin is a scary time. So how do we relate to Rosh Hashanah? Because on the one hand, it's also a Yom Tov. So we start off, you know, this is discussed in Sefer Ezra. Sefer Ezra has a story when they all came back, not all of them, when the Jews who were in Yerushalayim, very few, came to Yerushalayim for Rosh Hashanah, and so they read for them the Pesukim in the Torah to tell them, look at all these terrible things he's doing. So they got nervous. They got nervous. They started crying. They were all upset because we did all these Averot, so they were sad. So they told them, Hayom kadosh l'asem elokechem. Al titablu ve'al tivku. Today is the Yom Kadosh. Don't cry, don't mourn. Ki bochim kolam, kesamam b'divrei Torah. They were all crying. Vayomer lehem lechu ichlu masmadim ustum amtakim b'shilchu manot lehen. Nachon lo, ki kadosh hayom la'adonenu al te'asevu ve'al te'asevu, ki chedvat asemim ha'uschem, ve'lechu kolam ne'echol ve'lishtot ve'lasot simcha gdola, ki evinu b'dvarim asher odio lahem. Said, go eat, ichlu masmadim, ustum amtakim, not just eat a little bit. Feast. Make sure everybody has. Important. You're not supposed to just have a meal for yourself. Make sure you're taking care of others. Why? Today is the Yom Kadosh. That I knew. I didn't need Ezra to tell me. Why? Your strength lies in the Simcha with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting. And they did. He doesn't deal with the point, but why is that true? Why is Chedvat Hashem Ma'uzchem? How does that work? And in fact, Many learn from this pasuk, okay? There's a big machlok at the time of the Geonim. He doesn't discuss this either, but he brings it down. In the time of the Geonim, are you supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Should you fast on Rosh Hashanah? Because Yom HaDin, maybe you should fast. And it's a machlok at Geonim. The Geonim lived in the time after the Gemara. After the Talmud Bavli, there was a period of Savarim and a period of the Geonim. The Geonim lived in that time. And while they were probably, I say this all the time, but while they were probably very brilliant people, they weren't called the Geonim because of their brilliance. They were called Geonim because the person in charge was the Rosh Yeshivat Geon Yaakov. And so he was called the Gaon because he was in charge of Yeshivat Geon Yaakov. So you have a lot of Geonim. So Rav Hai Gaon, Rav Yehudai Gaon, Rav Sar Shalom Gaon, and Rav Nachshon Gaon said, you see from this Pasuk, you're not supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. It was a big deal. And Rav Nisim Gaon said, no, Rosh Hashanah, you fast. Then they had a whole national, hey, that was a different story. Once in history, you see that Nechemiah had to tell them, this year is different. Meaning, did Nechemiah tell them this year is different or Rosh Hashanah is different? This year is different because we just got back to Yerushalayim and we need to bring up people's spirits. Very few people came back. Or no, Rosh Hashanah is different. So the Megillonim disagreed. We assume you're not supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast. Din Shulchan Aruch, not allowed to fast. But this is the Machloket, and even later in Achronim, there's a long Shagat Aryeh, should you fast, should you not fast? How does that work? So much so, ad kedekach, so this year it's not going to be a problem because we're shortening the tefillah. But when the tefillah takes so long, maybe you violate the din of not fasting on Rosh Hashanah. In yeshivat they have this problem. In yeshivat we would start, Rosh Hashanah would start 6:30 tefillah, and you would end 3, maybe. You'd have 10 minutes, you have 10 minutes, then we'd be mincha. You go home after Mincha, you wouldn't get home from Mincha until like 3:30, from 6. So maybe that has a din of fasting, and you violate the din of the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Wild. We assume you're not supposed to fast. So Rav Avadia says, so Lefize, you're not supposed to cry either. If it's a din of a Yom Tov, the reason you can't fast is because the Yom Tov says you shouldn't cry. You shouldn't cry in the Tefillah. Okay, so what? The so what is in the Shara Kavanot, Rav Chaim Vital writes, the Arizal used to cry like a baby on Rosh Hashanah. Cry the whole Tefillah. Certainly Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah, he would just cry a lot, even though it was Yom Tov. And he would say, not only that, I'll quote your language, Mi she'en b'chriya nofelet alav v'yamim eile, somebody who doesn't cry during the tefillah, It's a sign that your soul is not complete. Okay, Din Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to cry. And he says if you don't cry, your soul is not complete. Now remember, the Arizal and the Rav Yosef Karo lived, I don't know, a couple of blocks away from each other. Like, not so far. It's strange. So what do? The Kaf HaChaim quotes this. The Gaon Mivilna, we often quote the Gaon Mivilna as, you know, one of the Bekim in Shas and Poskim. He was also a tremendous Mekubal. He was a tremendous Mekubal. He has a Perusha and a Sefer Yetzira. I mean, we're talking like, nobody writes a Perusha. That's wild. So he said, no, the Gra said, absolutely not, no crying, not allowed to. He made the Chazan, in the Ashkenazi Nigunim, they have differences between Yom Tov and Shabbat, and he insisted that they use the Yom Tov Nigunim specifically only on Rosh Hashanah. No crying, absolutely not. He doesn't say why, but they don't be Pshat, they don't be Kabbalah. The Gaon was a Mekubal also. So, the Gaon Mivilna said there's no machloket ever between Kabbalah and Halacha, except for once. I think he had one or two places that there was a machloket. They say famously, there's a machloket with one or two places, okay? Even the simple Pshat, which direction to put your bed, north, south, or east, west, he said that's not a machloket either. Go figure, I don't know how you figure that out. So Rav Avadia gives a suggestion, he says, no. The difference is as follows. The difference is, do you make yourself cry? You're not supposed to make yourself cry. You're not supposed to bring yourself to crying. But he says, I'll quote the language. He says, Misha Mirov Vekuto, Mirov Hitragshut Vehitlahavut, if you're reading the Tefillah and it just moves you, what are you going to do? You read in the Zichronot, the introduction, in that section, and that's how you're supposed to read that this year, about the Magifa, and not like feel like, okay, something here messed up, you feel it. If you feel it, and that brings you to cry, that's the appropriate thing. To make yourself to say, I'm going to get upset, that's wrong. But if you're reading the words and it touches you in such a way that that's the emotion that it brings about, that's appropriate. So Rabbi, he says, Barizal, okay, you understood the deeper meaning of things, and therefore he read the words and it brought him to tears. And if the words bring you to tears, so then that's appropriate. I always get choked up on the Zichronot part, that whole part where who's going to live, how do you read that and not... Okay, Hayom Harat Olam, I associate with a birthday, so I get excited. The words Harat Olam, I get excited because of birthday. So personally, it doesn't. Different people have different words. But, so two things. First of all, it means you have to understand what you're saying. So if you don't, get in English, so you understand what you're saying. Because you see from here, you're supposed to understand what you're saying so much that it can move you to tears. Secondly, it depends. If it moves you, it moves you. If it doesn't move you, it doesn't move you. That's up to you. That's on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is a completely different story. That's for something else. There are others who disagree. They quote from Yisrael Salanter, who said, no. Someone who normally cries, what's the point of Rosh Hashanah? L'kfot et ha-yetzer. To go against. So if you normally cry, don't. And if you don't normally cry, you should cry. Rav Avadia is like, I don't know what you're talking about. He doesn't like that. He says, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to not cry. But if you're reading the words and you just can't get through them without thinking, like, oh my gosh, and that brings you to tears, then that's appropriate, but the nosach of the tefillah should not be a sad nosach, it should be a special nosach for Rosh Hashanah. We admittedly use some of the tunes for slichot, for some of the things, but they're not so sad. Our slichot tunes are a little bit upbeat on how else you'd make it through 40 days of saying them otherwise, but nonetheless, it's supposed to be it's a complicated day, Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom Adin, it's Chedvat Hashem Ima Uschem, it's complicated, but that said, we're supposed to try not to cry, but if the words bring us to do so, so Shapir Dami, that's acceptable as well.